AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Congress has gathered to certify President-elect Trump's election win.
The Senate and House of Representatives are meeting in joint session to verify the certificates and count the votes of the electors of the several states for President and Vice President of the United States. After ascertainment has been had that the certificates are authentic and correct in form, the tellers will count and make a list of the votes cast by the electors of the several states.
Security is tight. Layers of tall black fencing flank the U.S. Capitol complex in a stark reminder of what happened on January 6th, 4 years ago. Lawyers for President-elect Trump are asking a judge to halt Friday's hush money sentencing while they appeal.
Donald Trump's lawyers say they plan to ask a state appeals court to reverse Judge Juan Merchan's decision last week, which set a Friday sentencing date in the President-elect's hush money case. Merchan rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict and dismiss the indictment in light of his impending White House return. The Republican was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something he denies. Trump's lawyers argue their appeal should trigger an automatic pause in proceedings. Julie Walker, New York.
A huge section of the country has been blasted with ice, snow, and wind, making for many treacherous roads, forcing schools to close, and causing widespread power outages and flight cancellations. In Indiana, the National Guard was activated to help stranded motorists. Winds will whip up, and humidity levels will drop in Southern California this week, raising the risk for wildfires in parched areas still recovering from a recent destructive blaze. This is AP News. There was no clear winner at last night's Golden Globe Awards.
The Hollywood Awards season has started with the Golden Globes. The big winner in the TV category was Shogun. In movies, there were some unlikely winners, like Brady Corbett's post-war epic, The Brutalist.
I was told that no one would come out and see it. I was told the film wouldn't work. And I don't resent that.
Amelia Perez won Best Film, Comedy or Musical. Carla Sofia Gascon, the film's transgender star, plays a Mexican drug lord who undergoes gender-affirming surgery.
You come and maybe put us in jail. You come beat us up, but you never can take away our soul, our existence. Identity.
The Golden Globe show this year's Oscars race is uncertain. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.